This is Ryan D. And you, my friends, are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFL, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Serving all of Boston and all of the world on WMFO.org. Gee, it is good to be back here in the studio playing music for all of you. Thank you so much for being out there, wherever you are listening, for supporting this show and this station and Freeform Radio. Also, I want to give a big shout out to DJ Emster for filling in so beautifully last week while I was out on the path to recovery. And I'm back. Man, I hope you listened to DJ Emster's Music Savage show, though, because she was great. Hey, it is Friday. It's nearly the weekend. It may as well be the weekend. You made it. Are you ready for some music? I certainly am. Let's talk about the show. We're going to kick it off nice and loud. That's what we're going to do. A little kick-ass rock and roll. We're going to flow right into a bunch of albums celebrating their 30th anniversary. All these songs and albums released April of 1992. We're going to celebrate the godfather of goth's birthday. Celebrated a birthday yesterday, the 21st of April. Of course, I'm talking about Robert Smith, the set of his music. We're going to shine the record label spotlight today on Secretly Canadian Records. I'm going to take a little trip to my old stomping grounds of Austin, Texas, and song. Got some brand new hot takes. My goodness. It's another killer show, if I do say so myself. Again, thank you for being out there wherever you are, whenever you're listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Call your parents, tell your friends, gather around the speakers and turn them up. Grab your beverage of choice. It's time for the Music Savage Show with me. Let's have some fun for a few hours. Music Savage Show starts right now.
Call me a river. Yeah.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. I hope that got you going right there. Set of kick-ass rock and roll from a lot of kick-ass women. L7 right there, Everglades, second single off the LA band's third studio album. It's called Bricks Are Heavy. It's released April 14th, 1992, celebrating its 30th anniversary this month, last week, as a matter of fact. L7 just announced a Bricks Are Heavy tour in honor of said anniversary. That kicks off October 3rd in Nashville and stops in Boston October 9th at Big Night Live. I bet that show is going to be amazing. Bikini Kill Up out of that, Rebel Girl, produced by Joan Jett, appears in this, she actually appears in the song. She's backing vocals and plays guitar in that track. And it appears on the band's 1993 debut album. Can't say the name of the album, but it's P-Whipped. You can take it from there. Sheer Mag Steel Sharpens Steel. Sheer Mag Hail from Philadelphia, and the singles off their 2019 album, A Distant Call. Amel and the Sniffers, one of my most favorite albums of last year. A track called Hurts, great single and favorite of mine off the Australian band's latest album, 2021's Comfort to Me, released through B2B. They made their U.S. television debut this week on Late Night with Seth Meyers. They played Hurts, and they were so fantastic. The Muffs up out of that with Onina off of their second full-length release, 1995's Blonder and Blonder, kicking off that set as well as the show with Surfbort, Youth Group Therapy. That's off the Brooklyn band's sophomore album, Keep On Truckin'. That was released October of 2021 via Inner Freak Records. Man, that got me going. I'm hoping you as well enjoyed that first set. So this next set flows from that last set into this one. L7 celebrating their 30th anniversary of Bricks Are Heavy, released in April of 1992. This next set are even more albums celebrating their 30th anniversary. All of these albums released April of 1992. That was a good year for music. That was also the year I graduated high school. So there was a lot of great music when I graduated, including this incredible album right here from Beastie Boys, their third album released April 1992. Check Your Head is the name of the album. Here's Jimmy James.
This next one is the first song on our new album.
mixed up in your own emotions. Your vanity will always be your greatest thing. I could have sworn that you were an angel, 'cause you're a sweet, sweet, sweet divine thing. But I should have known that you were the devil.
here with me and the microphone was epic. It was epic on that song. If only you could have seen it. That's The Cure right there. A Letter to Elise, third and final single and best song, in my opinion, off of their ninth album, Wish. It was released on April 21st, 1992. And April 21st, 1992 is also a big deal. Talked about that in a second. XTC, Dear Madam Barnum, taken off the legendary English band's 12th album, None Such. Pavement up out of that, Trigger Cut, second single released from their debut studio album, Slanted and Enchanted. They've reunited for a new tour. And that kicks off in the U.S. September 7th in San Diego, stops here in Boston September 28th at the Bach Center. The Soup Dragons with Divine Thing, the second single off the Scottish band's third studio album, Hotwired. And kicking off that set of 30th anniversary albums all released April of 1992. With the Beastie Boys, Jimmy James. First track and third single released from their third album, Check Your Head. All right, back to that Robert Smith thing I was talking about, The Cure, ending that set. Their ninth album, Wish, released April 21st, 1992. April 21st happens to be Robert Smith's birthday. That's right, the godfather of goth turned 63 yesterday. It was Thursday, April 21st. The Cure, in case you don't know this, one of my most favorite bands in the entire world. So very fortunate. I've seen them many times, and haven't seen them enough. Last time was a couple years ago here in Boston. And man, they need to have a new album soon and go back on tour because I miss them very much. Anyway, it was Robert Smith's birthday, so this is a Robert Smith appreciation set. I wish I could just play all of my favorite songs, but it's just a handful of them. And I'm going to go all the way back to 1979. And this isn't a Cure song. It's a Cult Hero song. Cult Hero is a side project, an extended lineup, if you will, of The Cure's, created by Robert. And the band includes his sisters, Janet on keys and Margaret on backing vocals. They only released two songs, I'm a Cult Hero and I Dig You. And I'm going to play you I'm a Cult Hero from Cult Hero, fronted by Robert Smith on the Robert Smith Appreciation Set Music Savage Show. I'm a cult hero.
We'll be right back. So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Silent, existing and not, at the same time, spinning.